Greiner. And Mr. Crosby Noyes, he had just left a luncheon.
Yeah.
And should I leave word at his office?
Yeah, it's all right. I'll. And let's see, you have one couple others.
Yes.
You can find them. All right, I'll talk. This is Greiner now. Fine.
There you are.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Just wanted you to know that I took note of the fact, as you probably watched in the papers, that the great number of, great majority of federal employees all came to work on Monday. And that's to their great credit, and I think part of the credit, and a great part of it, goes to you and your leadership over there, and I'm most grateful for you.
Mr. President, I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I...
Well, you tell the fellows and the people working in your office that when we've got a responsible, you know, trade union leadership, that that really helps, because, you know, they've been so easy for them to be intimidated by this rat pack.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I noticed you didn't take anything from them.
No, sir, I didn't, and I've got one local that I think participated under the banner of the AFGE, and I'm going to take the charter away if they did.
Uh-huh.
I'm just not going to put up with it.
Right. Well, we're...
I certainly appreciate your calling, Mr. President.
Well, it seems to be, I think we did the right thing, don't you? I think our police and others did pretty well to round them up.
They did a wonderful job,
Good, well...
I've heard nothing but favorable comments.
It's pretty hard, you know, for these young policemen who to hold their tempers. You know, these people are horrible-looking people, aren't they?
They're not only horrible-looking...
Horrible acting, huh?
That's right. Mr. President, I can't help but thinking they're getting some outside of assistance.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of...
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Well, anyway, I just want you to know I appreciate it, and I will remember. Thank you.
I certainly do.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. Thank you very much.